For KAXC News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Federal agents conducted early morning court-ordered raids Tuesday as part of a fraud investigation in the Twin Cities Metro. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports 22 search warrants were executed at autism centers and child care centers largely owned by Somali Americans. The Department of Justice says the search warrants were related to what it called, quote, the rampant fraud of U.S. taxpayer dollars. Minnesota autism centers have been at the center of federal fraud investigations after a probe revealed substantial evidence that some of these centers claim millions of dollars in fraudulent Medicaid reimbursements for autism services. Child care centers receive public dollars through the Child Care Assistance Program, which is not funded by Medicaid. The Strib reports it is so far unclear whether the child care centers raided this week have any connection to the autism center investigation. State investigators from the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension and the State Attorney General's Medicaid Fraud Unit assisted with the Tuesday searches. The collaboration indicates a return to some normalcy after federal and state authorities clashed during Operation Metro Surge earlier this year. House lawmakers unanimously passed a bipartisan bill to increase protections against sexual grooming of students. Report for Minnesota's Abby Mulcahy writes the bill, championed by Republican Peggy Bennett, creates a new felony offense for child grooming, defining it as an adult knowingly engaging in a pattern of conduct that seduces, solicits, lures, or entices a child to participate in unlawful sexual conduct. On the House floor Monday, Representative Bennett shared she heard the story of percussionist Hannah Lopresto, who was groomed and sexually assaulted by her school's band director, but due to legal loopholes, the offender was not charged. Bennett says the story had an eerie similarity to something from her own past.
Because as a 10th grader, I was sexually groomed by my band director, and I was a percussionist, and I was almost raped. And I can remember clearly all the things to this day. It's been 50 years, members, a generation ago, and this is still a problem in our schools. We need to deal with this.
The bill also establishes rules for field trip supervision and updates mandatory reporting requirements to include grooming. It is expected to gain similar support in the state Senate. Road and bridge construction will proceed as planned in St. Louis County after the federal government okayed the use of project labor agreements. The county has historically used the labor agreements in its projects to ensure work stoppages don't cause construction delays. But the federal government has to approve PLAs on projects that use federal funds, and the Federal Highway Administration had yet to do so by early April. By that time, the county couldn't wait for a decision without projects getting delayed. St. Louis County had worked out a unique one-time agreement with MnDOT to exchange federal funds to keep some projects moving forward. But after behind-the-scenes efforts by Minnesota elected officials, the Federal Highway Administration officially approved the PLAs Monday. An additional 5,000 trees will be available on a first-come, first-served basis from the Reforest Bemidji program. The original 10,000 tree seedlings offered were reserved within 48 hours. A news release from the tree-gifting nonprofit says that showed, quote, just how strongly Bemidji area residents want to be a part of restoring the region's tree canopy after last year's storm damage. First National Bank of Bemidji is partnering with the organization to provide 5,000 more trees to the public. The distribution day for pre-reserved trees will be 10 to 3 on May 16th at the Sanford Event Center. Public pickup begins in the same spot the next morning, beginning at 10 until gone, with no pre-registration required. Women Explore Fire Day is Saturday in Minnesota, with 14 events planned around the state. Four of those events will be in northern Minnesota, Bemidji, Cross Lake, Detroit Lakes, and Hibbing. Women Explore Fire Day offers hands-on opportunities to encourage women to explore their potential as firefighters and first responders. 9% of firefighters nationwide are women, and Minnesota fire departments are working to change that as departments face staffing shortages. Registration is requested for Saturday's events that will run from 9:30 to 2, with more info at kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.